From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Please welcome Mike McCarthy.
Thank you, Lance.
Mike, it was 16-all at the half, but I think we need to mention this. It seems like when Aaron Rodgers, you know, hurt his left hamstring, things kind of changed. And you talked about it after the game, how maybe some of the play calling had to change because of what happened.
Well, we adjusted our play calling, you know, once Aaron you know, went through the injury. But, I mean, I thought Aaron played probably one of his better games of the year. I mean, the outcome, you know, may not reflect that. But just the way, you know, A, he manages the football game and the ability to keep us going and staying productive throughout the third and into the fourth quarter, you know, I was very, very impressed with his performance.
Mike, I was somewhat surprised after the game when I talked about things heading south dramatically in the second half, when you said you weren't real crazy about your team's performance in the first half either.
Well, really, you look at the first half, you know, we had offensively to go in the red zone and kick field goals. I mean, that's, you know, that's something we've done a very good job of producing touchdowns down there. You know, we had two tough penalties go against us in the red zone area, and, you know, then we had the one drop that also resulted with, you know, we had the sack on third down. So, you know, it's those two or three plays offensively that we should be producing touchdowns. Defensively, we held them to field goals, but, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, when you look at the statistics, you know, the important stats of, you know, broken tackles versus how many missed tackles we had, big play production for the Saints, we were minus two at that point. The score was obviously tied, so the game was really at zero. The second half was a start of a new game, a new opportunity, and we did not respond.
That first touchdown, Mike, was a thing of beauty. Aaron Rodgers had great protection. But what is it about him and Randall Cobb? They just seem to have a sixth sense to know that when you extend the play, Randall runs an out and up, puts his hand up, and they find each other.
Definitely. I mean, extended plays is, in our view, is an opportunity for big plays. And, you know, the fact of the matter that Aaron's able to extend time, it starts with the protection on that particular play, just picking up the nickel sting and extending it, and just really Randall's awareness to take off, the timing of it, the throw is outstanding, and Randall does a great job in the finish.
Mike, I guess one of the problems coming out of the game is defense against an opponent's running game, and it looked like things were kind of heading in the right direction for a while, but a big step backward against the Saints. How are you looking at that moving forward?
Well, you know, really, defensively, you know, our run defense was our Achilles heel. You know, really starts, A, with gap control, staying square, the ability to tackle. You know, we had five missed tackles at halftime and then went into the double digits in the second half. So you have to tackle. You have to get them to third long. I think they had, 11 third downs in a game, and eight or nine of them were third and four to less.
Mike, turnover margin, you talked about it after the game, that the team cannot just rely on winning the turnover margin. Are you kind of urging guys to be more stout on defense consistently, or what are you looking for there?
Well, number one, we got to stop the run. I mean, let's you know, we can cut to the chase here. We got to stop the run, get them along down a distance where we're an athletic, you know, defense that has the ability to really put pressure on the quarterback. We felt like, you know, we were able to make Drew Brees kind of, you know, cock the ball a number of times where we were in position for competitive throws and catches. You know, we were right. You got to give them credit. They made a number of big plays, down the field throws that were you know, competitive at the point of the catch. So, but we got to be in that situation more often. We just did not create enough third and longs.
Mike, you guys, it kind of goes out the window because of the end result of the game, but you guys gained 491 yards of offense, and that's only four less than the Saints gained. And you actually averaged more per play. Is there any redeeming qualities in that offensive performance that way?
We were very confident offensively going into this game. We felt like we were going to be able to run it and throw it on the Saints. You know, the crowd noise is something you're a little leery. I thought our tackles did a great job of holding the edges, and they were pushing our edges pretty good. But we were very stout inside. in pass protection. I thought the ability to get Eddie the football in the passing game was really what you've seen all throughout the spring and training camp, and now we were able to get that done. So I thought I thought that was Eddie Lacy's best game as a Packer, in my view. But it comes down to scoring touchdowns. We didn't score touchdowns in the red zone, and we didn't take care of the football.
And to follow up on that, Mike, Eddie Lacy with 182 total yards. He was breaking tackles. He was running hard. It just seems like there's more of a bounce in his step the last couple of weeks. What have you seen the last couple of weeks that he's really taken his game?
Well, I think Eddie Lacy's just getting opportunities. Whether it's coming in the run game or now in the pass game, which he's a very good pass protector. He has an excellent understanding, and he's very good. He's a big man, so he does a great job of taking on the linebackers. I don't know how many chips he had in the games. I mean, he put a number of really good chips on their defensive ends and defensive tackles. So I think you're seeing a complete game by Eddie. He had some opportunities on screens, which he really hasn't had that many opportunities over last year and going into this year. So I think you saw the start of a complete player.
Mike, you mentioned the turnovers, the uncharacteristic turnovers earlier. Do you look at those as self-inflicted wounds or good plays, and they get paid too?
Well, those are the two categories you put them into. I would say our turnovers are clearly self-inflicted wounds. You go through, you go through the first one. We have an opportunity if we extend our hands and make our catching radius what it's supposed to be. It's a catch touchdown. The second one, you got a young receiver. He's in the middle. Does the quarterback scramble on, or do I stay on my route? And obviously Aaron's anticipating him staying on his route there. So that's gray area football. Those are things you can coach through. And then the sack fumble, we got to step up in the pocket. So, those are things that we have control of. It wasn't the defense, which they do too. They make very good plays, and you got to give Saints credit. They made a lot more bigger plays than we did in the game. But all three of our turnovers are things that we could have avoided.
All right, stay tuned. We have more of the Mike McCarthy Show coming up right after this break. And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, we got to start off talking about a little bit about the bye week. Obviously, you've given your guys a little bit of time off. Do you yourself try to get away from football a tiny bit, or how does this whole thing work?
Definitely. I'm going to definitely try to get away at the end of the week. Our staff's working. We do all of our, normal self-scout reports, but I think it's even more important to look inside those reports. We're doing things individually, based on position, things based on unit, protection unit, run defense, and then obviously offense, defense, and special teams. So we actually started that process last week because I want to make sure the coaches do get some time off here a little more than we've had in the past, because having your bye week after eight games, it's a good time, but that's a long stretch. It's a long stretch. I think everybody needs it. Everybody needs to recharge your batteries and get ready for this second half.
Mike, the Peppers play on the goal line.
Well, hell, you've been waiting for it. Every week. It's like, when are you going to call a Peppers play? I said, maybe this week.
Well, anyway, it didn't work as good in practice because you couldn't hang on to the ball. Yeah. That having been said, those wrinkles you put in from time to time, like B.J. Raji lining up in the backfield and stuff like that, or Julius doing what he did against the Saints. Is some of the motivation of doing that for the fun of it? Because the guys love it. They get all enthused about it. Is that part of the deal?
Well, definitely. You want the players to be part of the scheme and to feel like they're utilizing their resources. When Julius Peppers walks through the door, who wouldn't want to throw him the ball? Everybody talks about him playing defense, but it's just a shame because we've been practicing that for so long. He ran a great route. The matchup on is what you're looking for. I think they're definitely expecting the fade route. It's like I said, I don't know if we've missed it in practice in quite some time. So it was clearly a design of getting a great athlete on a matchup that was favorable. We were able to get that done. We just didn't execute it.
Speaking of wrinkles, Mike, onside kick, you've done that in the first half before. Is it something you see? Is there a philosophy that you have with it? Is it because you know it's going to be an offensive game? What's your thought on that?
Definitely. Our surprise onside kick is a product of a couple things. Number one, Mason Crosby is a real weapon. I look at him and Tim Mastey as very highly skilled specialists in the way Mason is able to place the football. The opportunity was there, what we were looking for. As far as alignment and so forth, matchup was definitely there. We had a mental error on the play that kind of affected the kick, and the execution wasn't quite what it needed to be. But, you know, frankly, I thought about doing it again later in the game, because just based off all the different circumstances, the things that you're looking for.
Mike, it looked like the Saints chose to play more coverage against you than pressure.
Yes.
And when it's one or the other for a pretty consistent amount of the game, is that a big deal to you guys? Because, you know, it's nothing you haven't seen before. Is that a big deal to you guys?
It's not a big deal, coverage over pressure. We look at pressure defense as an opportunity for big plays just because of I think football is a product of where you spend your time. And we spend our time on fundamentals, but particularly in the passing game, we spend a lot of time on protection adjustments. So we got a very highly skilled, aware group, starting with the quarterback. Our core, I always talk about our core of offense, our quarterback, center, and guards. You know, our guards are able to see things and call it the same way the centers do. So our ability to pick up pressure is probably one of the best things that we do. I think Aaron's quarterback rating versus pressure reflects that. So we like it when they pressure us. But on the other point of view, playing against coverage, you know, that's how they played against Detroit. New Orleans did the week before. We anticipated that, and that's what we prepared for. And, you know, and I thought our guys did a heck of a job just with the, you know, obviously the production we had in the passing game.
Speaking of which, Aaron Rodgers had a career best, hard to believe career best, but 203 passing yards in that first quarter.
No, it was a coverage game, and I was putting the ball in Aaron's hand. I mean, that was my approach going into the game, and I wanted to come out throwing it and get back to the run game with Eddie. So it was important for Eddie to touch the ball. You know, the goal, it never really always works out that way, but my goal is to try to get Eddie up there around 20 touches. I think we accomplished that. But just, you know, coming in the game, we were playing well. In the pass game, was confidence with our pass protection, and we anticipated a kind of a two-shell match coverage. That's what we got, and I thought our offense did a heck of a job.
Mike, a change in personnel in your dime package during the game, and that's Jamari Lattimore playing the lone linebacker as opposed to A.J. Hawk. Do you see that continuing as you move forward?
Definitely. I mean, it's something that we're looking at. I mean, the conversation today in a defensive staff meeting was, you know, number one was about our run defense. And number two, just, you know, as you move into the second half of the season, talking about everybody on the board. Are we utilizing everybody the best way that we can, and, you know, making sure our packages, you know, whether they stay the same or change. And that's just really the evolution of the season. Like we've said since the spring, we want to play as many defensive players as we possibly can.
All right, next up, Mike and Larry. They break down that 70-yard touchdown pass. Aaron Rodgers to Randall Cobb. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Snap to Rodgers on 3rd and 10. In the pocket, plenty of time. Extending the play. Winds up. Rainbows right side for Cobb. He's got it down the sideline. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. It's a touchdown. 70 yards.
Welcome back. Time to talk some X's and O's with a guy who makes them up. Mike, it is 3rd and 10 on your own 30, first quarter, 0-0 game. Is this call coming in over the headset and stuff? And if so, what do you say?
Yes, this is our first third down call. This is actually, you know, what we practice. We have our first situational calls each and every week. We're expecting a two-shell defense. And actually, the Saints give us a blitzer off the slot with a nickel sting and come out and play some form of two-shell fire zone. So we get the coverage that we're looking for. And really, Aaron does a great job of extending the play, but I think it really starts here first with the protection. You can see as you run the tape, the nickel comes off the slot. The identification of the line picks it up. Okay, right guard, TJ, excellent. Eddie, finish. You know, now you got the extension of the play. We're really trying to stretch the safety here, and ends up going to a three-shell defense, so we don't get exactly the coverage that we're anticipating. And Aaron extends it and throws the ball to Randall down the sideline. So we're calling this is a two-beater. It goes to three with the nickel sting fire zone, and just two guys making a great play. But if you go to the end zone, I think the importance of the pass protection is really where it all starts.
Speaking of which, keeping a guy keep an eye on this guy late in the play. But anyway, go ahead, Mike. Well, they both interrupt.
You got pre-snap tips. Both our guards are uncovered. We call that an Okie look. So we're in a fan mindset. So we fan out to the end of the nickel coming underneath. Eddie recognizes it on the cross key. So we got two on one here. Got an excellent pocket. Aaron sees the rotation to three deep with the two deep anticipation. Extends the play. Randall has a deep out there to the right, to Aaron's right. Aaron steps up. Randall converts.
Okay, hang on just a second. Here's what we got to look at. Roll it back just a little bit. Roll it back. This is the fun part. T.J. Lang, who was on the program, and I talked about him being a nasty guy. Watching here, folks. Watch him. Okay. I don't know who 21 is, but he just got rejected. Okay, now continue on with the play.
Well, I mean, anytime we always talk about extended plays. You see the time clock of how long we have the football. It's going to be close to 4 seconds here. So, you know, normal plays, 2-3, 2-4 seconds. And the fact that, you know, you're able to hold the ball that long, you know, and Randall's able to convert his route into an extended play situation, and this is the benefit of it. Because, you know, Aaron has obviously the capabilities to make the throw on any part of the field.
And that goes 70 yards for the touchdown. All right, stay with us. We'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. We always take questions from the audience. This week, Mike, you bat leadoff. You have a question, obviously, for Mike.
Yeah, Coach, I was just wondering, now that the players have a bye week, are you going to take a bye week or at least a bye day?
Yes. Our coaching staff has some time off, so I'm hoping to get a couple days at the end of the week. Thanks for asking.
All right. Kathy is next up. And, Kathy, you have a question for the coach as well.
Hi, Mike. How will this bye week help the injury sustained by T.J. Lang and Aaron Rodgers?
I think the bye week will really help our whole football team. Obviously, Aaron and T.J. had injuries in the game. I think they both have a good chance of playing against Chicago. Time will answer that question. But our football team, after playing 8 regular season games, we can definitely use the rest.
All right. And next up, we have Valerie. Maybe Coach will sing you happy birthday since it's your birthday. Can I put Mike up to that? Do you sing?
Happy birthday. Go ahead, Lance. Jump in.
How about that? It's a nice little message. You got a song from the coach. Yeah. Very nice. And Valerie, you have a question that's very near and dear to the coach because he has a couple of daughters.
What is your favorite Frozen character?
Oh. Oh, my goodness. Olaf.
Any reason why? Can we get that in depth with this question?
Well, I mean, I got 2 young daughters. They take turns dressing up as, you know, the other two, so I that wouldn't be fair. So Olaf was a safe bet. Yeah.
You never know what you're going to learn on the Mike McCarthy Show. Yeah. We come back to wrap up the whole thing next.
Mike McCarthy's Wardrobe, supplied by Montopoly.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. Each week we ask on Twitter for your favorite player or favorite play of the game. Eddie Lacy, player and 67-yard screen pass. He just looked like a man on a mission.
Oh, no doubt. I thought Eddie Lacy and Aaron Rodgers had, you know, unbelievable performances in the game. Eddie, that's the complete player. And that's the young man that's making a step from year one to year two. Just his ability to, you know, catch the ball coming out of the backfield, the check downs, the protection. It was great to get him involved in a screen game, but no one finishes runs like Eddie. So I don't know how many tackles he broke in the game, but it was a bunch.
Mike, as the head coach, you're kind of in charge of keeping things in the proper perspective over a 16-game schedule. What kind of perspective should the Packer Nation have after a game like the Saint game?
Well, number one, we're 5-3. I mean, you are what your record is. I'm extremely disappointed losing to the Saints. I thought that was clearly an opportunity for us to jump up and make a statement as a football team on a national stage against a very good football team that really needed that win. So we knew that was going to be a huge challenge going in there, and we didn't get it done. So, I mean, obviously, we're all disappointed. But the fact of the matter is we've played 8 games. We're halfway to where we need to go. Everything we want to accomplish is still in front of us. Our issues are fundamental issues. We got to do, continue as a coaching staff to put our players in position to be successful, and we will do that.
Mike, enjoy the bye week and get ready for the second half of the season. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. Mike McCarthy Show for this week. We'll talk to you in another week. Thanks for watching, everybody.